नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सुप्ति मूर्च्छोपतापेषु प्राणायन विघाततः निरतेहमिति ज्ञानम् मृत्युप्रज्वरोरपि सुप्ति मूर्च्छोपतापेषु प्राणायन विघाततः निरतेहमिति ज्ञानम् मृत्यु प्राज्वरयोर अपि चरोर अपि। Supti, in deep sleep, Murcha, fainting, Upatapeshu, or in great shock, Pranayana, of the movement of the life air, Vighatataha, from prevention, Na, not, irate, thinks of, aham, I, iti, thus, gyanam, knowledge, mrityu, while dying, prajvarayo, or during high fever, api, also. Translation in purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: when the living entity is in deep sleep, when he faints, when there is some great shock on account of severe loss, at the time of death, or when the body temperature is very high, identifying the body with the self. Purport. Foolish people deny the existence of the soul, but it is a fact that when we sleep, we forget the identity of the material body, and when we awake, we forget the identity of the subtle body. In other words, while sleeping, we forget the activities of the gross body, and when active in the gross body, we forget the activities of sleeping. Actually, both states, sleeping and waking, are creations of the illusory energy. The living entity actually has no connection with either the activities of sleep or the activities of the so-called awakened life. When a person is in deep sleep, and when he has fainted, he forgets his gross body. Similarly, under chloroform or some other anesthetic, the living entity forgets his gross body and does not feel pain or pleasure during a great surgical operation. Similarly, when a man is suddenly to identify his gross body, in such cases, forgets his identification with the gross body. Because of our ignorance of the spiritual body, of which we have no experience, we do not know of the activities of the spiritual body, and in ignorance we jump from one false platform to another. We act sometimes in relation to the gross body, and sometimes in relation to the subtle body. If by Krishna's grace, we act in our spiritual body, we can transcend both the gross and subtle bodies. In other words, we can gradually train ourselves to act in terms of the spiritual body, as stated in the Narada Pancharatra, Hirishikena Hirishikesha Sevanam Bhaktir Uchite. Devotional service means engaging a spiritual body and spiritual senses in the service of the Lord. When we are engaged in such activities, the actions and reactions of the gross and subtle bodies cease. Srila Prabhupada ki. Okay. Om agyana tamirandasya gananjana shalakaya chakshunum litam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha shri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale Swayam rupa kadamayam tadati swapadantikam vanchakalpaturubhyascha kripa sindubhyarevacha patita nam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadarha shri vasari gaura bhakta vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So an example is being given here to explain how a person can understand that they're not this material body. So it's describing the different conditions that one may experience in this life. We have experienced some of these conditions. I don't know if anyone has experienced fainting here, but some of these conditions we've experienced. And by such an experience, we can begin to comprehend, if we're thoughtful, how we are not this material body. So as being described here, simple example is when we're sleeping, we forget about the gross material body and the activities of the gross material body, and we assume another identity in our dream body. Sometimes we can fly with our arms, or we can breathe underwater. So we've completely forgotten our gross body, and we've assumed another identity. So we still exist. We still have awareness of ourself, but not awareness of ourself in this particular body. So this is giving an indication that the self may actually be something different from the body, because we can have an experience that is different from our actual bodily entanglement that we're seeing now. And similarly, so then when you're in that dream body, completely forgetful of the waking body, and upon waking, you forget that dream body. You forget that you were breathing underwater or could fly with your arms. You don't continue to try to fly with your arms in the waking state. You forget that body, and you assume another body, your waking body, and you forget about that body. So this is a simple example to give indication to a thoughtful person that I can exist outside of my particular bodily experience. I do exist outside of that. Therefore, I am not this body. And then one can begin to cultivate a spiritual understanding. So it is being described here how we, in the material world, we basically have three types of experiences: awakening, experience, a dreaming experience on a subtle platform, and a deep sleep experience. And these are all different transformations of the Lord's material energy, Maya Shakti. These experiences are all illusory, Prabhupada is pointing out here. The experience of the waking state, this is described in the Bhagavad Gita in many places, the experiencing of the waking state is a transformation of intelligence in the mode of goodness. When the intelligence in the mode of goodness gives rise to the waking state. And that state is usually considered most important for us because on that platform we can cultivate spiritual life. Generally, cultivation of spiritual life doesn't happen in sleeping state. So if you like to sleep a lot, then it'd be hard to cultivate spiritual life. So intelligence transformed by the mode of passion gives rise to the dreaming state when it's dreaming a lot. And transformation of intelligence in the mode of ignorance gives rise to the deep sleep experience. Now, actually, these are considered, this is an interesting point. This is pointed out in the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, that these are considered greater levels of subtle experience. Means that greater than the experience we have in our waking state is the experiencing we have on the platform of thinking or in our dreaming state. It's considered a greater, more subtle experience. Similarly, the experience that one gains in the deep sleep is considered a greater experience than in the waking state. In fact, it is said that deep sleep is very similar to the realization of Brahman. It says deep sleep is, many times Srila Prabhupada has told this point, that the experience of deep sleep, because in deep sleep it's beyond gross experience and also beyond subtle experience. But you do remember that you were having a nice rest upon waking. In fact, the 11th canto of Bhagavatam gives this example, that although you don't experience any gross sense objects in deep sleep, nor do you experience any dreaming, you don't experience anything subtle. So it's beyond gross and subtle experience. Deep sleep is beyond gross and subtle experience. And upon waking, you realize that I had a nice sleep. So that you were existing. You were existing, but you weren't exactly aware of yourself as anything gross or subtle. You were just aware of yourself, let's say, as is, the self proper. Although it was a very meager realization, it was a very meager awareness, it wasn't like you were Brahman realized, but it's very similar to Brahman realization because you're experiencing yourself as existence beyond gross and subtle experience. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Can you understand what I'm saying? So this is kind of unique. So therefore, it is mentioned by Prabhupada, as mentioned in the Bhagavatam also, that the experience of deep sleep is very similar to Brahman realization. So basically, Brahman realization is glorious in that sense. In this way, so the transformation of intelligence in the mode of ignorance, although it's a transformation in the mode of ignorance, is a greater experience for the soul in many ways than gross and subtle. Experience. Although transformation of intelligence in the mode of goodness is the most essential for us because you can cultivate spiritual life. It is not that because I'm having a semblance of Brahman realization in deep sleep, I'm becoming more and more spiritual and therefore I should sleep more. Some people have this ideology, in fact. Gokulananda Prabhu was sharing with me how he met some Native Americans and one guy, not a Native American, one guy who was into Native American spirituality. So he had like all these, I forget what you call them, web catchers, dream catchers, what do they call them? Dream catchers. He had many of these dream catchers in his room, and he used to like to sleep. His sadhana was to sleep 12 to 14 hours a day. And I guess he wanted to cultivate higher consciousness. Of course, that doesn't happen. Generally, lethargy just and disease gets produced in the body, you'll die. So although the waking experience is most essential for the conditioned soul, when you analyze it philosophically, the experiences are actually greater in those other transformations. But they're all Maya. It's all Maya. Although the experience may be greater in the subtle realm, and in deep sleep it may be even a little bit more profound philosophically speaking, it's still all transformations in the Maya Shakti. It's, all the experiences are illusory. So then beyond that experience, is this language is used in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension refers to the transcendental experience beyond those states of transformation which I've just described. I'll try to explain. This is, I haven't deeply meditated upon this. This is something I was looking, investigating a few months back and trying to draw from whatever I learned there. Anyway, I'll try to explain. So in the waking state, We find that our conscious experience is fettered by peace. We have this experience. And when we want to have that exchange with another living entity, it is not that we want to do so at the cost of ourselves. In other words, we don't want to like merge into them and not exist. We want to have an experience of existing in relationship to someone else. And in order to do that, in order to successfully exist in relationship to another living entity, there's a sense of, there's a sense of looking beyond yourself, or let's say self-sacrifice. There's a sense of self, in other words, trying to exist for a greater cause, right? Living entities, this is an example. Prabhupada gives an example many times, like a national interest, for example. National interest, you have a greater cause, and you have various living entities trying to exist on the platform of this greater cause, sacrificing their own self, so to speak, for the greater cause. We have this, does that make sense what I'm saying? That analogy makes sense? We have this experience. Okay, we're serving Kishore Kishori, right? Now, according to our conditioning, we may not want to deal with one another. You know, there's probably a good chance that if it wasn't for Krishna being in the picture, many of us may not be able to tolerate each other's existence for more than 2 or 3 minutes. there's a good chance, you know, there's a good chance. It's possible. But there's a sense of self-sacrifice that we've given up ourselves, so to speak, for existing for the purposes of Krishna. And on that platform, we can exist together and in harmony. So there is something like an experience beyond ourselves where we give up ourselves for a greater cause. Usually they call that experience love, where when there's love, I'm able to self-sacrifice for love. In other words, what I'm trying to express in simple language is that there is an experience beyond ourselves, a totally transcendental experience. And although, as Prabhupada is discussing here, we may not have direct cognition of that yet, we don't know what is our spiritual body, what does that all mean fully, but we can understand by a little bit of deliberation that there can be such a platform where it's existence beyond ourselves, beyond Brahman realization, etc. And we exist together with a sense of self-sacrifice for a greater cause. How do we cultivate, how do we come to that platform in a conscious way? We can only, right now, we can deliberate a